It is evident from research and study that the overall main emphasis of this biblical text is not on what parts comprise the human personality. This is important to understand. The Apostle Paul was not teaching a psychology or anatomy class in an academic setting. While some may be motivated by figuring out who we are and what we are made of, Paul's goal in this text was to tell people that the God of peace, Jesus, sets every part of our humanity apart to live unto Himself wholly. If you see yourself as being comprised only of various parts, then you will reason in your mind that the compartmentalization of your faith is acceptable and that it is separate from every other part of your life. Again, this is a mistake and an improper way to see yourself. You are a whole person, not just the collection of the parts of your person. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 states, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship." When the reference here says, "present your bodies," this is not a reference to the matter of your body only, leaving out your soul and spirit, as noted in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. This phrase, "present your bodies," is a call to each follower of Jesus Christ to surrender our entire person to live in a holy way that is pleasing to God. When we present all we are to God, we are giving Him our full and complete worship. This Romans chapter 12, verse 1 passage complements what 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 states. Both of these scriptures call us to live fully for God, even though they do so in a different way. The call to follow Jesus Christ is a call to surrender all we have and all we are to Him. In understanding how to live fully, I have given you two insights to consider. The first insight is to realize your entire life is connected. It is not compartmentalized. The second insight is to see yourself as a whole person, not just parts of your person. With a greater understanding now of how to live fully, I want to give you the third insight that may help you further. Insight 3. You have a spirit, soul, and body. You are not just a physical blob of human matter. We now realize and know that this passage ultimately states that Jesus sets every segment of our human personality apart to live unto Him wholly in order to live wholly before others. It reminds us that not one part of our person eludes the sanctification process of the Holy Spirit. It is a call to you and to me to follow and live fully for God. While the main call of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 is to give our whole selves to God, we cannot contradict the words it uses to do so. As the verse says, you have a spirit, soul, and body. This is undeniable. While interpretation of this does vary, it does not negate what Scripture says. I think this is very important to recognize in our culture today. Why do I believe this? Presently, the sanctity and dignity of human life is being greatly devalued. If we dumb down the uniqueness and the intricate details about the reality of the human creation God made, we also dumb down the sanctity and dignity of human life. If we see ourselves or other people as simply a piece of human matter, a clump of cells that is here today...